An internal Facebook research showed how the social media platform is in decline. While the social network has been adding to its 2.3 billion users, its usage is in decline. Facebook users turn now to Instagram and WhatsApp and also Snapchat, whose daily number of users has been growing exponentially. They are also turning to some of the new social media channels available on the market like TikTok. In this article, we are going to answer to some of the main questions about these trends. Is Facebook still growing? Facebook growth has slowed down in established markets like us and Canada, while it's negative in Europe. Overall, Facebook is still growing thanks to its international expansion, increasing the number of new users 9-10% year-on-year based on 2018 third quarter earnings report. Is Facebook usage down? While there are some mixed reports claiming Facebook usage is up, its engagement has been on a negative trend for a few years. Facebook users tend to prefer messaging apps like WhatsApp and ephemeral ones like Snapchat or Instagram stories. Why is Facebook usage down? The social network has a very low organic reach, which tends to bring organic engagement down. Privacy is also one of the main reasons why people are using Facebook less and less. On the other hand, ephemeral social media platforms like Snapchat are on the rise. Is Snapchat growing? Snapchat gained plus 13 million active daily users Q1 versus Q2 2019. This is an 8% increase quarter on quarter. Why is Snapchat growing? Besides the already mentioned privacy concerns, Snapchat has been growing as the anti-Facebook, attracting a much younger segment of the population. More recently, two new features are worth mentioning about its fast growth. Renewed focus on its Android app. The Android version of the app was trailing behind its iOS counterpart. A number of new features boosted the number of users for what is the most used mobile OS in the world. New face filters. Their new face filters, particularly the one that makes users look like their opposite sex, went viral. While it's difficult to predict how long the viral effect will last, it's widely accepted that this has further contributed to Snapchat's most recent growth. Is Instagram growing? Instagram, together with Snapchat, is one of the platforms an engaged Facebook user seem to turn to. The latest stats give Instagram a 1 billion monthly users, making it the third biggest social media platform after Facebook and YouTube. By the end of the year, Instagram is expected to account for nearly a quarter of Facebook's ad revenue. Having said that, Instagram is testing some new features that might have an impact on its growth in a positive or negative sense. One of the new features is about hiding likes from posts. The test was launched in Canada and is currently being extended to 6 more countries. If the feature will be made permanent, this could potentially mean a huge blow for influencers. In this always evolving social media landscape, it's important to choose the right social media platform for your business. Which social media platform should I use? Before deciding which social media channels is best for you or for your business, it's worth answering to some questions. However, the two key questions guiding your choice are: is my audience on that platform? Does the platform fit my style, the style of my brand? For example, if you are targeting predominantly a female audience, it's a no-brainer to choose Pinterest with its 80% female audience and a median age of 40. If mass exposure is what you are looking for, then you must consider Facebook all ages, 53% female, and YouTube all ages, 62% male. However, if you are looking for a younger audience, you definitely want to consider Instagram 68% female, 18 to 29 median age. If your audience is even younger than Instagram's, then you definitely